So we're learning the third chapter now of Olot HaTshuvah, and Rav Kook is advocating for us the process of tshuva. He's telling us it's worth it. It's very difficult. We should know that it's difficult, but it's worth it. Says Rav Kook, what is the process of tshuva? Well, the first stage is if it's a tshuva on an individual sin, particular misdeed. It could be lashon hara, it could be anger, whatever it is that I want to fix. First, I need to recognize that I did it, and I have to constantly be aware of that sin. I can't just say, oh, I'm sorry, and then pretend it's all over. Constantly be aware of it. It has to be in front of me. I have a real regret that I did it, and a pain that I fell in. And says Rav Kook, if a person is sam chet o no chach panav, one places sin in front of your face, one's face, umischaret alav, and regrets it, umitztaer, is in pain, alasher nokash betach hachet, that he was caught in the snare of sin, then the nafsho mitapeses ve'ola, the soul climbs and elevates, ad shehu mishtachrer meha'avdus hachet is, till he is freed from the slavery of sin, umargish bekirbo, and he feels within himself as hacherus hakdusha, the holy freedom, or the freedom that is holiness. Says Rav Kook, the soul is enslaved when we sin. In continuing what we learned last week, the soul doesn't want to sin. The innermost nature of the soul, the natural desire of the soul, is to run after God, to just to run after the Almighty. It's a natural desire that the soul has. It's just pulled. It's deeper than a conscious wish. It's a subconscious pull. It's like the way a person is pulled to a parent. It's something innate. It's an instinct. The way a spider knows how to spin a web. It's an instinct that a Jewish soul has to pull it to God, to run after God, to listen to God's commandments. That's innate within the Jew. That's natural. It's the deepest nature of the Jew. That's what the soul wants. That's what the Jewish personality wants. Sometimes we ignore that. But deep down, that's what our soul desires, to just run after the Almighty, to run after God. The same way a spider knows by nature to make its web, the soul knows by nature to run after the Almighty, to be close to God. That's where the soul feels closest. That's where it knows that it belongs. That's what it desires by its innermost will. And when we're sinning, we're really slaves. We've taken the soul and we've denied it its innermost wishes. We're not letting it live its real desire. We're a slave. We're not really doing what we want, because it's not what we really want. It's what we want externally, but internally, deep within us, we don't want to do this. So deep within, we don't want to do. If a person is forced to do what they don't want to do, they're enslaved. We are enslaved when we are sinning. When we are sinning, we are trapped. And when we get out of that world of sin, we're really entering the world of freedom. Then we're becoming free. There's a certain sweetness that the soul feels when it's free. There's a certain sweetness to freedom. There's external freedom. External freedom is to do what my external mind wants, and not let anybody tell my external mind to not let anyone stop me from acting out my external most or most exterior wishes. And there's an internal freedom. When I'm doing what my internal mind wants, when I'm doing what my deepest subconscious wants, there's a pleasure to freedom. The same way there's a pleasure to external freedom. We love it to do what we want. That no one should tell us what to do, that we can do what we want. We love that. Says Rav Kook, when a person goes through the process of tshuva, a person is freeing their neshama, is now acting in the way that their neshama wants, that's tremendous freedom. As Rav Yehuda Halevi wrote in his famous poem, Avdei Hazman, the servants of time, those who serve whatever the time tells them to do, Avdei Avadim Hem, they are the servants of servants. Eved Hashem Hu Levado Chafshi, the one who serves God is the only one who's really free, or the famous Medrash, famous comment, Al Tikre, Charus al haluchos, ela charus al haluchos, that the luchos, the tablets of stone that have engraved within them the writings of the Ten Commandments, are not charus, they're not engraved in stone, they're not ironclad rules. Charus, it's freedom in the stone. It's freedom. We are free when we are listening to the rules. When we listen to the rules of the Torah, we're free because then our innermost will, our innermost desire is doing what it wants, and it's not being forced to listen to the external will, to the evil urge. It's not being forced to listen to temptations and lusts and desires and lowliness. It's free. It's soaring. Says Rav Kook, I know it's difficult to go through tshuva. It's painful to confront sin, to say I'm guilty, I'm wrong, to regret it. I don't want to regret my past. Says Rav Kook, but by going through that process, I'm actually going out to freedom. I'm becoming free. Argues Rav Kook, this sense of freedom, hane'ima ma'od, this sense of freedom is extremely pleasant. It's a pleasure. There's a very deep pleasure in freedom. L'nafsho hanahala'af, to his soul that's exhausted. The soul is exhausted. It's trying to say, Zevi, don't speak Lashon Hara. Zevi, be patient. Zevi, be kind. Zevi, be intense in your learning. And I'm not listening. So the soul's exhausted. It's banging its head against the wall, against the trap of the evil urge. And now when I go through the process of tshuva, there's a sweetness, there's a pleasure. Not only that, v'hu holechu misrape, the soul is healed. V'zahare ora, in rays of light, shel shemesh hachesed, of the sun of kindness. What type of kindness? Chesed elyon, a heavenly kindness. Sholchim eilav es kavehem, they sent to him their rays. V'hu holech umis asher, and he now progresses and has a sense of fulfillment. Holech, he progresses umis male, and he begins to be filled with oneg, with pleasure, v'deshen pnimi, and an inner sense of being filled and taking luxuries. At the same time, yachad, together with lev nishbar, with a broken heart, the nefesh shacha, and a soul that is sort of licking the floor, prostrating itself on the ground, nidukaa, that's depressed, shehu margish bekirbo, that he feels this within himself. Says Rav Kook, the process of tshuva is humiliating. We'd like to think of ourselves as being great people, being good people at least. The process of tshuva is that we're not so great. The process of tshuva means coming to grips with the fact that I did wrong. I shouldn't have done that. There's no excuses. I shouldn't have done it. I was wrong. There's no way out. That's humiliating. That's humbling. It leads a person to realize, what is there for me to take pride in? I did this thing wrong. It's depressing. Says Rav Kook, with the external fact that it's depressing, and it should be depressing, it's also healing for the soul. it also at the same time is allowing the soul to be filled with the great pleasure that the soul is now free, that the soul is now coming closer to God. So it comes together with a tremendous humility, a tremendous bitterness, together with a joy. And this humbleness, says Rav Kook, Shagam Regesh Zatzmo, this humbleness, Hana'el Lo Lefi Matzavo, is good to him. It's a pleasure to him according to his way. Mosif Lo Oneg Ruchani Pnimi, adds to him a greater inner spiritual pleasure. Ushlemus Amitis, and a real sense of wholeness. Rav Kook here is referring to a comment that the Katzke Rebbe once said. The Katzke Rebbe said, there's nothing more whole in this world than a broken Jewish heart. It's broken. The heart's depressed. How could I have done this? How could I have become this? And out of that brokenness, then there comes a sense of, it's good for me to be broken. This brokenness is good for me. This is, you know, lahavdil, like exercise, which is painful, but it's making me whole. This brokenness is so good. This humiliation, this sense of how could I have done such a thing? This is so good for me. This is healing. You know, Rav Soloveitchik talks about the process of tshuva in his book, Al HaTshuva, on repentance. Different themes about what tshuva is like. One of Rav Soloveitchik's articles, he argues that there are two types of tshuva. There is an intellectual tshuva, what he called the tshuva of Pesach, and there is an emotional tshuva, the tshuva of Charata. What is the emotional tshuva like? Said Rav Soloveitchik, it's mourning, it's avelos. The most powerful experience of emotions, as Soloveitchik argues in Al HaTshuva, is the emotions of tremendous loss, the sadness of avelos. The example he gave was the deep sense of sadness that he felt when he lost his wife. In 1967, after a long battle, after Rav Soloveitchik lost other close relatives, his wife passed away from cancer. And he describes how he was in his home in Boston, and he was asleep in his room, and there was a storm. And he could hear the wind howling and the rain beating on the window panes. And he woke up with a start, and he ran down to his wife's room because his wife was ill, and he knew, or he thought, that she may have forgotten to close the window. It must be raining into her room, and she's probably too tired and weak and ill to get out of bed. And he runs to the room, and the window's open. He closes the window, and he turns around, and the bed is empty because she was no longer alive. And at that moment, it hit him like a ton of bricks, a sense of loss. She's not there. How much he misses her. Said Rav Soloveitchik, that's mourning. Mourning is a sense of nostalgia. How much a person misses somebody else. And there's guilt and a sense of almost self-loathing. How could I live when this person's not here? What rights do I have to continue when they're not continuing? That sense of mourning, that sense of pain, of loss, I've lost the whole world. That's the mourning of tshuva. That's the emotions of tshuva. Says Rav Kook, it's debilitating. The sadness of tshuva, the sense of loss. I've lost so much. What I could have been, I could have been a person who didn't speak Lashon Hara. I could have been someone who learned to accomplish. I could have been someone who's close to God. all those days, all those months, all those hours, all those opportunities are gone. There's a sense of tremendous loss. And Rav Kook adds, that's true, there's a sense of loss. But with that loss, remember, the soul is being freed. Remember that with the sense of loss and pain, the soul now is being healed. So jump into that pain. Jump into it. Experience it. Go into it all the way. Jump in. Don't say, oh, I'm afraid to go in because there's too much pain there. No, go into that sea of pain, because that sea of pain comes with it a tremendous sense of healing, a tremendous sense of light. The neshama becomes free. The soul becomes free through the process of tshuva. Yes, go into the sadness and the mourning and the loathing, because look at the good that it does for the neshama. Remember what it does for your neshama. Remember how it frees the neshama. Inside, deep inside, there's a sense of wholeness. There's a sense of fulfillment. As Rav Kook, you know, I remember Shlomo Kalbach used to say on the verse in Tehillim, Hazorin bedima berina yiktzoru, those who plant with tears will reap with joy. Shlomo said it doesn't mean those who plant and they cry when they cut down will cut down with joy. What it really means is the real people are Zorin Bidima Birina. Real people, when they plant, there are tears, and together with the tears, there's also joy. You can be extremely sad, and in that extreme sadness, find solace. Rav Kook is saying that's the process of tshuva. What tshuva should be is a tremendously difficult and an extremely sad process, a real sense of loss. Ay, what I lost, what could have been. And at the same time, at that same moment, to know that that's also healing, that that's also fixing, that's also wiping away the sin. Says Rav Kook, Holechu, Abal Tshuva is progressing, Umargish, and he feels, Shuhu Miskarev, it is coming close, L'makor Achayim, through tshuva, through this process, I don't know how, the soul now is coming closer to the source of life, L'keil Chai, to the living God, Asher zeh lo kfar, that not long ago, Haya kol kach rachok mimenu, I was so far from God. Nafsho hakneya, the soul, which is longing, Zocheres, remembers, v'sason liba, with joy, es anya, her poverty, her pain, umeruda, her depression, hatminian, the inner depression. The soul, let's remember, when the soul sinned, when I was blissfully unaware of all the hours that I lost, when the soul was sinning, the soul, though, was in pain, and the soul was longing to come to God. Now the soul is coming closer. So the soul is being filled with feelings of thanks. The halel, with praise. The zemer, and song. The soul is singing. When I'm sitting there crying, God, I'm so sorry. Right after that, the soul is singing. Baruch Hinafshi Yis Hashem. The words of King David, my soul will bless God. Don't forget all the goodness that he did for you. Why am I thanking God? Says King David, Hasoleach l'chol avonoichi, that God forgives all of your sins. Harofe l'chol tachluoichi, and in this way God is healing all of your illnesses. Hagoel mishachas chayoichi, God is redeeming from the depths your life, hamatrechi chesed v'rachamim, God is adorning you, is placing around your head a throne of kindness, of compassion. Hamasbia b'tov et yeh, who is healing you with goodness, who is filling you up with goodness. Tischadesh kanesher nuraichi, be renewed as a soaring eagle with youth. O setzdakos Hashem, God does kindnesses, umishpatim l'chalashukim, and justice for all who are oppressed. These are the quote from King David. The soul is rejoicing that it's coming close. Hoi! Whoa! Kama ashuka haisa nefesh. How pained, how denied was the soul. Ba'od masa hachet. When the yoke of sin, kadruso, its darkness, gasuso, its coarseness, the sidlo ha'ayom, and its horrible burden, munach aleha, was on the soul. Kama haisa yerudu schufa, how lowly it was. Kamim osher v'chavod chitzoni nafala l'chevel. Even if there was wealth, even if there was honor, people were giving this person honorary doctorates, and he was the guest of honor at all the dinners, and he had billions of dollars, if there's sin, ma yo'il kol hon. What help can any wealth give in a tocha pnimi, if the deep inside, tocha chayim, real life, who medul dal viyavesh, is dried. Rav Kook is saying, this is such a modern thought, so deep, he's saying their people seem to have everything. They're not living life at all. People who have billions in the bank account, and all the honor of the world, tremendous wealth, but they're sinning. They're crooks in business. They lie. They deceive. They get angry. They don't believe. They don't listen to the Torah and mitzvos. They're not really alive. They've not tasted real life. The soul within is being afflicted during all these moments. What do they have? They have a deep emptiness. And so when these people go through the difficult process of tshuva, when they realize, you know, all those years were wrong, all those years were filled with sin, I shouldn't have behaved the way I did, I was wrong. Mamu ushara hi ka'es. How fortunate it is now. Once there is a process of tshuva, the soul feels in deep joy. Bahargisha b'kirba, it feels within it. Ki kvar nirtza avona, that her sin has been already wiped away. Ki kirba selukim chayo me'ira b'kirba, now there's a closeness to God that's alive within it. Ki hukal masa hapnimi, now the inner burden has been lightened. Kihikvar shilma nishya, she's paid up her debts. The eina od mushaka, she's no longer afflicted. But oshak, with affliction, betiruf knimi, and an inner sense of discontent, an inner sense of sheer madness. Now meleya hi menucha v'shalva kishera, she's filled with inner peace, with a tremendous, tremendous tranquility. That's the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Shuvi nafshi, return my soul to where? L'menuchaychi, return to rest, to your rest." Says Rav Kook, tshuva means to return to inner peace. Inside we'll have peace once we go through the process of tshuva. We might be wealthy; everything is great for us right now. Says Rav Kook, external wealth means if a person hasn't done tshuva, means internal tremendous pain, tremendous emptiness. A person may not even feel it, but psychologists have taught us that there's so much that's deep that afflicts a person, and it's real, and it expresses itself in the most absurd of ways. A person might seem to have everything, and if there's a deep emptiness within the soul, a person might be led to depression, be led, chas v'shalom, to suicide. Person might be led to throw it all away in crazy ways. You have the famous Gemara, where there was the fellow who had all of his wealth and was afraid that he would lose it. So he had to keep it on his person constantly. He sold everything for a single diamond. I think he had a dream saying that he would lose his wealth. So he didn't want to lose his wealth. He sold it all for a diamond, and he sewed the diamond into his hat. He was walking over the bridge. The hat, the wind came, picked off the hat, dropped it into the ocean, dropped it into the river, and a fish came and swallowed the hat. And Yosef Mokir Shabbos bought that fish with his last pennies for the honor of Shabbos, and he opened it up, and there was all this man's wealth. He threw it all away because he was depressed, because inside the soul knew it's empty. Says Rav Kook, tshuva's hard. Tshuva means that I have to become humble and lowly and depressed and sad. Who wants to do that? Life is good. Let's continue the way it is. Says Rav Kook, life isn't good. The soul is in pain. The soul's in pain if it's not coming closer to God. So go through the process of tshuva. Go through that gut-wrenching pain of I'm saying I'm wrong and I regret. And then a person returns. The soul returns. The soul comes closer to God. The soul knows that that pain is cleansing it. It's like going through a surgery that a person says, I want to do this surgery because this surgery is going to heal me. I want to do it. It's worth it. Says Rav Kook, that's the tshuva that occurs when we attack a single sin. Say I'm attacking the sin of lashon hara, speaking ill of others. I'm attacking the sin of lack of patience. I'm attacking the sin of not being the best rabbi or the best husband or the best teacher or the best administrator or the best human being. I'm attacking that particular sin, and it's gut-wrenching to admit that I was wrong. It's painful. But with that pain, I have to always remember I'm healing on a very deep level. This is catharsis. This is redemptive. This is good for my neshama. This brings my neshama back to where it belongs. Now my neshama is touching the kindness of God, the grace of God. God's kindness is now touching us. But says Rav Kook, beyond the particular tshuva, there's also a general tshuva with similar characteristics. Yeshna o tshuva, there's another tshuva. Od hargashas tshuva, which is stamis, which is general, klalis, all-encompassing. Ein cheto chatoyim shel avar olim alibo. Here it's not that I realize, 2 days ago I spoke lashon hara, or a week ago I wasn't nice enough to somebody who came to me in pain. It's not that. Aval bichlal hu margish b'kirbo shu meduka ma'od. A person feels the results of sin. A person feels he's very depressed. Shumali Ovon, obviously I'm filled with sin. Shein Or Hashem Meir Olam, I don't feel closeness to God. I don't feel excited about religion. Obviously I'm not close to Him. Ein Ruach Nediva B'Kirbo, I don't feel that generosity. People come to me, they say, we need some help, and I'm not saying, oh, thank you for giving me the opportunity of giving you tzedakah. I don't feel it. Libo Atum, the heart is covered. Not feeling. Midosav, his behavior, his utchunos nafsho, the feelings of his soul. Einan holchos baderech hayisharav haretzuya. They're not going in the right and correct path. Haru'uya lemalos chayim hagunin. That is fitting to fill up a correct life, lenefesh tahora, for a pure soul. Haskalaso higasa. His awareness of things is very coarse. Yigshosav, Murbavin, Bekadros, Vitzimaon. His feelings are mixed with a tremendous thirst. Shema'orir lo gi'ul ruchani. That he feels a certain disgust. Misbaye shume'atzma. He's embarrassed. He's embarrassed. A very basic element of tshuva is to be embarrassed. It's very difficult to be embarrassed. Humiliation is very painful. Chazal say it's like death. Chazal say that if someone should sooner kill themselves than publicly humiliate somebody else, humiliation is like death. The Gemara says because color drains from the face, that is the life that leaves the person and in its place comes a new life. It's death, humiliation. Says Rav Kook, it's good to be humiliated. It's part of tshuva. Part of tshuva is to be humiliated. It's not enough just to say I'm sorry. It's to go through that difficult emotional feeling of humiliation. I'm embarrassed. Rav Soloveitchik used to say that, you know, psychologists think that they have that Freud was the machadesh, was the one who originated the deep awareness of what a person really is. Said Rav Soloveitchik of Avram Danzig, the author of Chaye Adam, the Dayan of Vilna during the period of the Gaon of Vilna, he was aware of what a person's psychology really is. And he composed Tefillah Zaka, the prayer that we recite on the eve of Yom Kippur. We come early before Kol Nidre, we recite Tefillah Zaka. And what is Tefillah Zaka? We go through Tefillah Zaka, we go through every limb. We say, our eyes aren't clean. We used our eyes to look at the wrong things. God, you gave us eyes to look at Torah, and we used our eyes to look at evil things, at things that would allow us or would lead us to evil thoughts, to desires. Our mouth, you gave our mouth to talk words of Torah. You gave our mouth to us to talk words of prayer. And we used our mouth for nivel peh, for coarse speech, for four-letter words. We used our mouth to say evil things. We used our mouth to eat forbidden foods. And the key phrase, utzmeim anu, we're in a sense of wonderment. How could we have done this? How could we have done this? How could we look through our entire 248 limbs, the ein bo mesom, and there's nothing perfect? How could it have been? How could we have done this? How could we have sold ourselves so short? It's the process of tshuva. The process of tshuva is where we're shocked at ourselves. How did this happen to us? How could this have been? How could this have happened? We're embarrassed. We're humiliated. That's not us. Says Rav Kook, that's part of tshuva, to feel humiliated. At the Maharal, humiliation is a key component of tshuva. Because humiliation means to really get away from something. Humiliation means to really walk away from it. We never want to go back to where we were humiliated. We never want to go back to that place where we were totally embarrassed. The fact that we're embarrassed means that we're never going to go back there. We're totally walking away from it. Totally humiliated to have done that. That's a key part of tshuva. Maybe that's what the Rambam means. The Rambam says, in the very first halach of Hilchos Tshuva, this is written in the book Simcha La'ish. Rambam writes, all the sins in the Torah, kishayase tshuva, when b'mitzvos haseh, b'mitzvos lo saseh, kishayase tshuva, when one will do tshuva, the yashuv mecheto, and regret his sin. Chayav lisvados, Jew is obligated to confess. Lifnei Hakel Baruch Hu, before God, may His name be blessed. May He be blessed. Why does the Rambam say you have to confess before God? Of course, you confess before God. Who else would we confess before? Sir, Soloveitchik said maybe it means we have to confess before God, not before man. We only confess before man, the Rambam writes, those sins that affect man. But sins that are between us and God, no one else should know. It's not appropriate to say to others where I've sinned before God. Maybe the Rambam says to confess before God because vidui is a form of prayer. It's to be before God, just as when we stand in prayer, we say, Shivisi that I'm aware that I'm before God. The Aleph Neymiyata Omed is the key to prayer. Know who before whom you stand. Prayer is Lifni Hashem in the presence of God. But suggested the book Simcha La'ish, maybe the reason why the Rambam says a person has to confess before God, it means a person has to be humiliated before God. Part of tshuva's humiliation. I'm embarrassed. How did I do something like this? How could I have become this? I'm embarrassed. Tnei Emanu al nafshosenu. We're al nafshenu. We are in shock about ourselves. How did we become this? And why is embarrassment and humiliation such a key? So the Maharal says, because when we're embarrassed about something, we're really walking away from it. We're never going to go back to it. Rav Nachman says another reason why humiliation is so important. In Torah Dalet of Likutei Moharan, Rav Nachman says, humiliation is so important because humiliation is where I'm reborn. Part of tshuva is to become a new person. The Rambam writes that Midarkei HaTshuva, one of the behaviors of those who do tshuva is that they change their name, they change where they live, they become a new person. Says Rav Nachman, if humiliating somebody else is like death, that's why I have to first kill myself before I publicly humiliate someone. Humiliation is like death. So to be embarrassed, to go through a process of humiliation is good, because then I'm killing the evil me and coming out a new person. I'm being created anew. I've become somebody new. So it's good because now I become somebody new. So either you take the explanation of the Maharal, humiliation is good because that means I'm really going to walk away from it. Or you take the explanation of Rav Nachman, humiliation is essential to tshuva because that renews me, that makes me somebody new. Either way, humiliation is a key. What the Chaye Adam wrote in Tzila Zaka, that I'm in shock about myself, I'm wondering about myself, that's a key to tshuva. That's what Rav Kook says here. Nisbayeshu me'atzmo. A person is embarrassed about himself. Yodeahu, because he knows Kiena Loka Bekirbo, that God's not within him. Vizoshi lo hatzara hayose gdola. And that's the greatest misfortune. Hachet hayoser ayom. That's the greatest sin. And here Rav Kook is teaching us, what does the word chet mean? The word chet means missing. Not really sin, it means missing. The greatest thing that he's missing is he's missing closeness to God. It's not a tshuva for lashon hara or tefillah with no kavana or eating non-kosher or violating Shabbos. It's the tshuva for the result of all of that. The result of all the misdeeds. I don't even know what all the misdeeds are, but I know that where I am right now, I don't have God within me. I know that I'm embarrassed that I've become such a person. And I really want to change from here. I want to walk away from here. Mismarmerhu al atzmo. He becomes bitter about himself. Eino motzei manos mipach mokshim shalo. He has no escape from his own trap, that I have entrapped myself by my behaviors. She'ein lo tochen yuchad. He feels that I'm missing. One feels, quote, I am missing my uniqueness, my inner uniqueness. Rakhu kulo kmo nasun basad. It's as if he's all empty and all filled with emptiness, with cement. Mitoch merirus nafshis zo. And out of this bitterness, ba hatshuva, comes return to God. And shuva is kiritia. It's like a bandage, shal rofe uman, of an expert healer. Hargashas hatshuva, the feelings of tshuva. Hakaratachet, I'm wrong. This is such a horrible place to be in. I should never have brought myself here. I'm embarrassed. I'm never going to do it again. Omek yidiasa, deep awareness of tshuva. Deep awareness means, as I mentioned on Friday night, we have to trust in tshuva. Rav Kook says a person has to believe in tshuva. God tells us, Jews, believe that I will heal you and I will fix you. Believe that you can come back from anything. And that's what heals us. We can come back from everything. Even things that we think we can't come back from, we could come back from. For example, the Gemara says in Maseches Chagiga, the verse states in Kohelet, Mu'uvas, a misdeed, a distortion, lo yuchal liskon, he will not be able to correct, v'chisaron, and a lack, lo yuchal lihimanos, he will not be able to be counted. What is that? So the Gemara tries to give examples, the Mishnah gives examples. One of the cases is habala arva, someone who has relations with a prohibited woman, say with a sister, or with a mother, or a grandmother, v'holid mimena mamzer, and a child is born a mamzer. How could you fix that? Can't be fixed. The child is there, the mamzer is there. Says Rav Kook, part of tshuva is to believe in the power of tshuva. Everything can be fixed. This is the theme of the writings of Rav Tzadok HaKohen. It's interesting. Rav Kook was a Kohen, and Rav Tzadok was a Kohen. There's similarities in their thought. And this is one of the similarities. Rav Tzadok is the great prophet. No. Everything can be fixed. Rav Tzadok points us to the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin. The beginning of the 11th parak, the Gemara says, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelak L'Olam Abba. Every Jew has a portion to the world to come. But, Elu, there's Jews who don't have a portion to the world to come. Gehazi, Yeravim Ben Nevat. There are certain rascals of our history. They don't have a portion to the world to come. People of Sodom. Some say the Dor HaMidbar. Some said Shlomo HaMelech didn't have a portion. Gemara disagrees. Says the Gemara later in Perek Chelek, Darshe Rishumo Samru. There were some people. Maybe it's a Brisa. Maybe it's those who expound on the Rishumos and that which is engraved, that they all do have a Chelek L'Olam Haba. Says Reb Tzadok, really everybody can come back. You think somebody can't come back? Somebody can't get fixed? That's only on an external level they can't get fixed. In a deeper way, everybody could get fixed. Says Rav Kook, if a person feels, you know what, I can't even address the particulars. My whole life is wrong. I'm empty. I'm missing God. I feel depressed and embarrassed. The answer is believe in tshuva. Believe that tshuva can fix everything. Everything can be fixed. Even what the Gemara says can't be fixed. Even what the Gemara says will never be fixed, believe with faith that it will, that it can. The power of tshuva is that it's a truth that's a deeper truth than all the other truths. It's a deeper truth. And when the revelation of tshuva comes, it reveals that everything can be fixed and everything will be fixed. Says Rav Kook, Smichusa Hagedola, it's tremendous support, but Omek HaNefesh, in the depths of the soul, B'Seser HaTeva, in the hidden secrets of nature, U'V'Chol Chadri HaTorah, and in all the rooms of Torah, Ha'emuna, and of all rooms of faith, V'Hamasoras, in our tradition, B'Chol Koch HaHibah, Tshuva comes with all of its strength, V'Zoremes B'Soch Nafsho, and it streams into the soul, B'Tchon Oz B'Refuah, there is a faith of strength, a strong faith in its power to heal. We have to believe with a stubbornness that tshuva can heal. Yes, tshuva can fix everything. No matter where we are, we can fix it. For example, the Rambam writes that there are things, 24 things, hama'akfim es ha-tshuva, 24 misdeeds that cause a person not to be able to do tshuva. Literally, that withhold tshuva. And yet the Rambam himself says, Kol elu advarim v'kayotze bahen, all these things that prevent one from doing tshuva, afo pisha ma'akfin es ha-tshuva, even though they prevent someone from doing tshuva, ein mon im osa, they're obstacles, ma'akev, they're obstacles, but they don't close the door shut. The door can always open. Ela im yasa adam tshuva mehen, if a person does tshuva, he could do tshuva. And it does fix. The Maharal writes, tshuva can fix murder. When I think, how could tshuva possibly fix murder? I killed this. Chas v'shalom. This person killed someone. That other person is no longer alive. How could he fix it? Says the Maharal, it's the power of tshuva. We don't know how it works. But a real tshuva can even fix the misdeed. Tshuva can fix everything. A person has to have tremendous faith in tshuva, says Rav Kook. If a person's embarrassed, that I don't have God within me. I'm embarrassed of the sum total of all of the sins, what it's added up to. The answer is to believe in tshuva and to believe that it can fix. Tshuva gives to everyone who holds on to it a tremendous new life. Ma'avir ala ruach chen v'tachnunim, it brings to a person a spirit of favor and desires. Ki ish asher imotin achamenu, like a person who his mother will console him. Kein anochi anachemchem, so I will console you. Margishu v'al tshuva feels, v'chol yom v'yom sh'over alav, and every day that passes over him. Baskamas tshuva ilau klalizu, he feels the approval of this exalted tshuva. Hargashaso na'aseis yoser betucha, and with time, he'll feel more confident. Yoter mechuveret, he'll feel that life is clearer. Yoter mu'ara ba'or ha'seichel, it's more lit up with the light of understanding. Yoter mitba'eret al pi yisodei Torah, and it becomes explained and clarified further through the principles of Torah. V'hinehu holeich v'noher, and he is going and lighting up. Pnei hazam chalfu, the face of anger leaves. Or ratzon, and the face of favor, bav is oreach, a light of favor shines. Hu mismalei oz, a person gets filled with strength. Einav mismalos eish kodesh, his eyes are filled with a holy fire. Levavo kulo nitbal benachle adonim, his entire heart has been immersed in streams of pleasantness. Kedusha v'tahara chofufos alav, holiness and purity are accompany him. Ahava ein keitz malei kol rucho, love with no end fills his spirit. Nafsho tzneil Hashem, his soul is thirsting for God. Ukmo chele v'deshen, and like fats and sweets, tizba mitzim ona zegufo, his body will be healed from this thirst of the soul for God. Ruach HaKodesh mikaskeses lefanav kizog, the Holy Spirit will walk in front of him ringing a bell. V'hu mevusar, and he is now being told by the Holy Spirit, shenimchu kol pshav, that all of his sins have been erased. How you do him, what he knows, v'she'enem you do him, what he doesn't know. Shehu nivra mechadash b'riya chadasha, he has now become a new person. Shekala olam kulo, that the whole world, v'chala olamos, and all the universes, his chadshuimo, the whole world has become new. V'hakol omer shira, now the whole world is singing. Chedvas Hashem, the joy of God, malei kol, fills all. Gedola tshuva, greatest tshuva, shenevia refua la'olam, the Gemara says tshuva brings healing to the whole world. V'afilu yachid shasa tshuva, even if an individual does tshuva, mochlin lo la'olam kula, they forgive him and they forgive the whole world. Maybe Rav Kook means to add a tshuva that is a general tshuva. It's not a tshuva on a particular sin. It's not a tshuva on the sin of Lashon Hara. It's a tshuva on the fact that as a result of all of my sins, I've reached the point that I'm away from God. So it's an all-encompassing tshuva. It encompasses the entirety of me. Therefore, it also encompasses the entirety of the whole world. And the whole world now starts to light up with the light of tshuva. The whole world has greater strength. The whole world is singing. Well, if I was to do tshuva and get to hear those songs.